You're listening to SBS News.
The family of 17-year-old Yusuf Zahab, who was coerced into travelling to Syria by his brother Mohammed as a young boy, say he's been killed by an Islamic State attack. Devastated, Yusuf's family says he was killed during an attack on a prison he was held in without charge in northeast Syria. Aid group Save the Children Australia is appealing to the Australian government to repatriate children stuck in Syrian refugee camps. It says at least 63 Australians, including more than 40 children, are languishing in the northeastern Syrian camps. The organisation also says there are no practical or legal boundaries for the Australian government to bring them home. CEO of Save the Children Australia, Matt Tinkler, says the Australian government has been repeatedly warned of the risks for detained children.
This is the news we have been fearing for more than 3 years now. We've been pleading with the Australian government to take responsibility for its own citizens, particularly innocent children, because we've always feared that it would be a matter of time before an Australian child lost their life in these circumstances. So it's devastating for us and it's devastating for this young boy's family.
Mr. Tinkler says the government's justifications for failing to repatriate trapped Australian women and children are false.
The government's maintained two main excuses for the last 3 years as to why they can't repatriate Australian citizens, but we know they are both completely false. So number one, they've said the security environment in northeast Syria was too risky to effect a repatriation and evacuation. But I was there just a couple of weeks ago, and I'm just a guy from Melbourne's western suburbs. So it is easy enough to get into these camps if you want access. And we know Australia has done it back in 2019 when they repatriated orphan children back home to safety in Australia.
Mr. Tinkler says the government should not fear the risk of radicalisation among Australian women in Syria.
The other reason the Australian government has given is that there are risks potentially posed by women exposed to radicalisation coming back into Australia and posing a national security risk. But we know, I know when I spoke to these women in the flesh just a few weeks ago, that they have all volunteered their full cooperation with law enforcement authorities. They've volunteered to be subject to terrorism control orders, which could control every aspect of their lives and fully mitigate, in our view, any risk that they may pose to the Australian public.
Kamal Debussy is advocating for his daughter and her family's return. He says his daughter was also coerced into travelling to Syria in 2015 as the partner of Mohammed Zahab's brother, Khaled. Mr. Debussy said his daughter Mariam and her three children became trapped in the El Hol refugee camp. He says he's heartbroken after hearing the news of Yusuf's reported death.
I'm devastated and heartbroken with the news that we've received. Yusuf didn't need to die. He was injured. We knew that he was injured. We had informed the government. The government was aware, and we are again devastated, heartbroken, and really feel that this was an avoidable death of a young Australian and somebody who had no control or any ability to control the events of his life, found himself in the most dire of circumstances.
Mr. Debussy's message to the Australian government was a plea to give Australians the safety he says they are owed.
It's, we have seen now somebody die and have it confirmed. We don't want to see another death, and certainly another avoidable death with that. Please, we'd ask the government to act to make them safe and to afford them the protection of Australians that any Australian is entitled to.
A Department of Home Affairs spokesperson told SBS News last month the government continued to monitor the situation in northeast Syria. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.